Christopher O'Reilly here, and thank you for downloading From the Top's bonus content podcast for Show 332. This one features the excellent 17-year-old percussionist Gabe Kostaki from Denver, Colorado. I was so impressed with Gabe's level of commitment to the marimba piece he played on the program that I asked him to speak with me a little bit more in detail about the approach. We'll hear the full piece in a moment, but here's our discussion. One of the things that struck me about your performance and just about your approach to the instrument and to music in general, I mean, I'm gaining all of this from one performance, has to do a little bit with our kindred spirits as percussion instrument players. I play the piano, which is a percussion instrument, and while the piano has a little bit more sustain than a marimba, I mean, there's a real decay to every darn note. All of us are really striving for the ultimate musical expression, which is the human voice. And so the vocal quality, I think, has to do with the way you shape the music, the way you shape time. And I think you do it in such an extraordinary way. There's a lot of rhythmic aspects to this piece, but I'm wondering if you gave some thought about how you make a phrase. I mean, how that communicates itself to us.
Mm-hmm. When I first started working on this piece, I was completely on the page, completely metronomic. And this particular piece by Keiko Abe, maybe a month later, I saw a video of her performing this piece on YouTube. And she was so free with it, and she was shaping these lines, like, really, really long, really long lines. And she was doing all of these little mallet dampening and stick clicks, and she's very into improvisation. And most of her pieces that she writes, the written part that you will see on a page, those are just transcriptions of her improvisations. So whenever she performs this piece, it obviously she stays within the parameters of what's written, but it's very improvised. And I think that has a lot to do with like how she shapes lines.
Yeah, it's amazing because I had a similar experience. I was playing some piece by Philip Glass, and we know Philip. Philip's music is reputed to be very metronomic and very repetitive, and yet, similar to your experience with Keiko Abe, I saw a video of Philip playing Mad Rush at St. John of the Divine, and very free, very fluid, and almost improvised in terms of its sense of time. It also reminds me of having read a Brahms biography where people said he was impossible to play chamber music with, not because he was a mean man, but because he was, again, very, very free with his expression. I really have to say the way you approach this piece really makes a compelling case for taking music off the page, and it was an extraordinary experience hearing you play it.
Thank you.
And now here's Gabe's fully produced performance of the piece Prism by Keiko Abe. Thank you.
Gabe Kostaki, 17-year-old percussionist, played Prism by Keiko Abe. Gabe is from Denver and currently is studying at the Interlochen Arts Academy in Michigan.
Thanks for listening to our bonus content podcast for Show 332. To hear the full show, download From the Top Podcast 332, Austin, Texas. And we'd love to hear from you. You can leave us a message on our Facebook page, facebook.com/fromthetopfans, or on Twitter @classicalkid, or find us on iTunes and leave us a review.